Good day to all you listeners out there. I'm catching us early this morning on Sunday. It's 8:04 a.m. And we want to bring some things together this October 25th in regards to the transmission that was received this morning. First, I wanted to talk about moving on one's own accord. For many people, it's important for them to know I don't really move on my own accord. I don't just post what I feel like is necessary to post at the moment. I don't add content to the site on what I think that people would enjoy. I move on a whole different level, a higher level, and that level allows there to be a lot of fluidness with what we're involved in with the code. If, like I was explaining to a good friend of mine, Asian Elusive, if we were moving on our own accord, this would have been already over when it first started. We tend to not know how to drive a ship so big, if you want to give it that term. Sometimes we must sit back and just be, allow ourselves to be open and pure and to receive the positive and pure transmission. I will say that this is now 7 years for me, so one has developed the faculties to distinguish between good and evil. What that means is sometimes if a person may say, well, how do you know the voice that's in your mind is the one that's going to be leading you to where you need to go other than the voice that's not going to do that? And I will say is that the transmission that I normally deal with comes through on a channel that can't be penetrated by any other force except for the Most High. And that starts to become obvious after a while, and then you can also tell when the chatter is coming through from some other angle or something else that's just trying to get you to see the situation another way or judge the situation another way. But either way, it's definitely important for one to have that channel distinguished. So the main question that I've been asking as I've been passing through what I can just call the void is what is the real purpose? What is the next mission? Because even me, myself, I'm not briefed until things are about to happen. And the reason why I got a full understanding on why that is because, one, I do like to bring the information immediately to the people that are on the site. And with certain information, especially about the sensitive information of what's going to take place here in the future with other factions and other life forms, that information tends to be held on the most highest channels of secrecy in order for it not to be revealed before the time is necessary for it to be revealed, thus allowing other individuals that may be working against that to get the pre-information and be able to form what we would just call a preemptive strike. So going on, what we'll talk about is mapping the void. Now, apparently, when a person crosses into a higher state of consciousness, they're actually going up planes or, you know, dimensions or whatever the term you want to use. You're going from a dimension to a plane if you're going up. And the river that's in between the two is actually what keeps them separate. And in this river, there's nothing that can really live in this river except for certain types of beings. And so this is an area that you're passing through. And for our life, our type of life form, when you're passing through that area, it feels like nothingness. It feels like nothing is going on. And many are marking this point in their lives and don't really understand it. And it's exactly what it is. I asked the question. I said, why am I in this moment really completely alone beside the external source? Like in my present moment, I feel completely alienated from society. I feel like I'm definitely outside of the matrix. I've even witnessed that from orbital standpoint, meaning that I felt the energy of the matrix versus the orb that I was standing in myself the other day. And I asked, you know, why is there such a separation? Where are the others that are supposed to be taking this to the level on which was given to me as the instruction of where it was supposed to go? And that was also something that I was congruent with as far as my ideas of what I wanted to see for the future. And it really explained it very simple, and that's one, when you're crossing a void, you need a guide. You need someone who's already crossed the void before. So thus, if you think that you're big and powerful and you're going to attempt to cross the void yourself, most people will never even get to the void or to the entrance of the void or the gate or the portal. And those who do that attempt to cross it alone, I guess we'll be seeing them. They'll either be transferred back to this particular reality again, or get stranded out in the void somewhere. So here's the thing, if you're attempting to make a large transformation, there are guides along the path that help you make that transformation. And if you tune into those guides and wait at times when you're impatient or you think you haven't, you think you're not growing, the fact is that there's tons of information that still needs to be poured over for certain individuals. There's frequencies and meditations that need to take place for other individuals. There's diet changes that need to take place for other individuals. And then there's alchemical changes that need to take place for other individuals. So if you're in one of those phases and you're imagining all of a sudden that you need to be going to the next level, you may have to look back and see if you've missed some things or didn't fully complete some things or read some things to make sure that you're doing everything that is necessary of you for the next transmission to come in and you to be able to receive it. Because if you're not calibrated for the next step or the directions to the next step, then that transmission just never comes until you, of course, complete what you're supposed to complete. So this morning, I got up on the hour of power again about 3:15, something like this, and I asked personally, you know, where are we at in this? You know, where are we at? Which is a constant question that I ask because I am a little impatient. I tend to move very fast, and that sometimes is a lot more faster than the world, which is something that one has to realize and engage themselves as such. And the answer was, is that, okay, well, if you're imagining that the world will all come together, that's just on you. That's not reality. Reality is that the world will actually split apart now. The world will go into an arena where individuals that are like each other will start to hive around each other. And you can definitely see that in society itself. It's got 4, 5, 6 prototypes that it keeps people in. And those individuals feel comfortable around each other, and then they hive together in their small groups. And when they go out, like let's say a soccer game, you see them in larger groups. But the fact of the matter is that the world will definitely not come together. Groups of individuals that are on like mind will. And understanding that allows you to be able to understand what will need to take place here in the future with you. And what that is about is communal living. And when I had these ideas, first these ideas probably started like 3 years ago in regards to a community, and a good friend of mine, a partner that's here, his ideas have always been community-based. But me personally, I always kept putting myself in the community and how it was going to work and, you know, how I was going to organize it. And this morning when I asked this question and I went back into sleep, I was showed me in a community. And I was not the leader of that community. I was just there working and doing things like that. But I was able to enjoy all of what was accessible from living in the community. And one was knowing that you're taken care of. There wasn't really a money system there. There was some type of system. Everyone was doing what their specialty is and what they enjoy doing. And it all worked together well, like a permaculture. Permaculture is with plants that you can actually plant certain plants around each other, and they will help each other grow because the leaves that fall off one tree fertilize something on the ground, etc. And so this was like a permaculture type environment going on, and I realized that it was the sanction for those that needed to remove themselves away from the world and it's the changes of the world, and how it was going to go into this era that wasn't going to be productive for the spirit. And so when I was removed out of that dream, immediately the Most High came to me and said, but don't think of that as yours, and don't think of that as something that maybe you'll even see this lifetime, and you'll get very far since you're not in time. And I realized the power that that gave to the mind, because most people always develop things for themselves and how they'll see it, even if it takes 10 or 20 years. They open up a company so that, you know, 10 and 20 years they can see business success, they can retire. And this actually hinders a lot of the energy that makes things happen a lot more faster. And what I mean by all this is when I noticed that this community may not be something that I see my lifetime or am able to enjoy my lifetime, but I could build it. And then our children of all those involved would be allowed to live in this community and have this community as a sanction for themselves. So whatever the world saw within 30 or 40 years, even if it went to an ethereal plane, this would just go to an ethereal community, that they would have a place and they would have somewhere, and that was very, very important for it to take place. So what I agreed at that moment was I'm going to put a lot more attention into writing book two, despite everything that's going on around me, for multiple levels of my attention and how my attention is delegated, and get book two out and get it published so that those that revenue could go into building the community, and also possibly bring more individuals into knowing what we're about and what we're doing. So that was the answer for the children, and that really put me at ease, because lately for the last week I've been very uneasy. I will finish this in talking about the robot way. I've been watching, you know, just getting the new videos together for the resistance. Anyone notice we're kind of behind on videos? The Illuminati threatened, or how it all began, was really one of the main videos that brought people into what we do. And it's necessary that that type of video, well, even greater, because we always have greater things that we're working on, continue to come to the people. But again, it's just me behind this machine. So in the last movies that I just watched, I watched Eagle Eye, and I watched A Deja Vu with Denzel Washington. And the main thing about these movies were the technology and the all-seeing eye with its red eye, as we call Gort, and how this red eye and this artificial intelligence decides that it wants to rule man's world, but it's already ruling man's world. Of course, this is Hollywood. So what I started to understand was the robot was not whether you had circuitry inside of your body, it was how you were acting. And me and my friend were together looking at the movie, so we had a long talk about this. And what we noticed is that the robot way is the way that everyone has now adapted. They're in the Facebook, they're in the MySpace, they're on the internet, and that's their interaction with real life. When they get out in public, especially from a conjugal standpoint, they don't interact with other people unless they can see their profile, see who they know, see their friends, see their wealth code, etc. So this is the first part. And then the second part comes in with, if you took their computer away from, like I can even say, if you took the computer away from me, I would have to figure out a whole different way of doing things. And that's present in everyone's, not everyone, but a great deal of people's life as far as their relation to the computer. And then I started to notice that, like I wrote about before, when you call your mother on the phone, you imagine that that conversation that you're having over that machine is the same thing as being there with her on a physical level, and that's not the case. And then we were talking about how even the monks, some of the monks in Tibet and some of the masters had even taken to, you know, riding motorcycles, long hair, getting high on LSD, and with the cell phone. And so this is the robot way. And what I would highly advise man is and woman is to watch in your life if the data transfer or the symbiotic relationship between us and silicon starts to take place too heavy, thus alienating one from the real portal of truth, which is comes within a humanoid or life form. And what I mean by this is that in the ancient books it said, had you been an angel, we would have sent you an angel, but because you're a man, I'll send you one of your kind. Now, I will say that when I went through the heavy levels of my training, I was actually sent a higher life form, because I, of course, don't use the term angel. And this was because of my immediate situation, which I was really away from all life form, meaning there was no human beings that could actually come to me physically and tell me what I need to know, even though I was seeking to the deepest level at that point. And so what was sent to me was a ethereal being. But this interaction is very rare. The interaction that we normally see is within human being to human being and like kind. And that's what the resistance has been developed for. We do constant name changes. Sometimes this is the Matrix Underground. Sometimes this is the code. Sometimes this is the resistance. We're really whatever people want us to be in order to feel like they're at home and they feel like they're around people that are like them. That way that travel that goes on through the void is not completely alone. Like, you're not alone. The unseen help is always there. That's what we deal with. And that's who we receive the higher transmission from. And as long as things continue to go on that level, no matter how we feel about what's going on in the present moment, we know that once we're removed from time completely, then everything will be okay. And that's all I really had to say, except for one last thing about higher selves, because this is one of the greater deceptions that's come to man's ego and woman. One may imagine that their higher self is actually more intelligent than them, and that if they get in communication with their higher self, they'll get this higher information. That's not true. Higher self only means you, the version of you that exists on the higher planes. But I will tell you that the version of you that exists on the higher planes is living the exact same role that you're living here on this plane. So let's say, for instance, you're a truck driver here. On the higher plane, you may be a galactic bus driver, although the bus may not even be on the ground, not have wheels, and be using some type of alternative fuel, you're still a galactic bus driver. So until you step up to the level of galactic emissary or galactic evangel, someone who is a pure light form, then only then will the information from your higher self be what is necessary to get you onto the level you need to get on. And then you actually witness that in your reality. There's no separation between our higher self and lower self. So as we know now, those who are feeling a little bit, again, like they're out here alone, that's definitely not the case, but your help is more unseen. And you're actually crossing the void, and there's nothing going on really in the void. But once you get to that other side, glorious.